Welcome back to Let's Talk Tamil Movies. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about Jailer. Right, do you want to give an intro for Jailer?
Yes, so this is Rajini's action movie, and it's directed by Nelson, and it's a movie that people have been looking forward to this year since we don't really want to talk about Rajini's most recent movies, but and Nelson's movie either.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like both of them have somewhat made a comeback with this movie, and it's a movie based on Rajini was a dad, and his son goes missing, and what happens after that. And it's a mixture of a lot of action, slow motion scenes, and well, it's comedy as well. There's a decent amount of comedy in the movie too. A lot of people did enjoy the movie, so that's why we decided to talk about the movie for this episode. And yeah, Nelson directed it. He made Doctor Kolamal Kogla and Beast, just have to say it. But and so this is his fourth movie, I think, and you can tell a part like a similar theme in his movies are like similar kind of comedy and things like that. And it is a good movie, as in a more entertaining movie. And I think he clearly is a Rajini fan from like how he made it and how the story's written and stuff. But yeah,
Yeah, for
that's for
sure.
Nelson.
Yeah, I think out of the four films, this one's pretty good. Three out of four is solid work. Definitely can see a lot of the resemblance from Doctor and the Nayanthara movie, where it was shot in a really like black way. Not like black, but like black film way. Is it noir black?
Think
I don't
so.
know, but it's like black comedy, and like the way they shoot it, it's like a Nelson movie. And I was happy that Jailer had that too. So a lot of the shots were crazy. So I love that. I don't know who actually the cinematographer is. I wonder if he gets like the same people for all of his movies, or he it's just kind of his idea and they follow it.
So the cinematographer is Vijay Kannan, and he's done Doctor, so that makes sense. I don't think he didn't do Kolamal Kogila or Beast, but he's done Doctor, and then he's done some other movies like Darling 2 and Gulu Gulu. But I don't. Oh, he's even done a Kathavakkil Rendu Kadal, but that's different kind of vibe, so it doesn't really go with Jailer. But yeah, it's. He has, well, the movie is mostly, this movie heavily relies on Rajini, the cameos, the music, and the cinematography. That's like, that makes up the movie. As in, if it wasn't for those four, like, story-wise, yeah, it's a simple story, but without the music and cinematography and Rajini being in the movie wouldn't have done as well as it did.
Yeah, no, I
So
completely agree. I guess the only difference would be that in Doctor and his other movie was that even though there were like big actors, like I would say Nayanthara is pretty big, they didn't do much of the acting. It was all of the side characters that carried both the movies. While in this, yeah, there was a lot of side characters, but nobody carried it the way Rajini did. And which was good and kind of cool to see that Nelson can do that, because he relies on like the same group of people, like Yogi Babu and everybody, to do the whole film. But yeah, it was nice to see them though. His gang just show up again.
We have Vinayakan as Varman, and I knew he looked familiar, and then I remembered he looks like he is that guy, even from that Vishal movie, where that, and there's that lady who's like a psycho, and she has someone like a cousin on
Side
who that
guy.
guy, yeah, a side guy, and that guy is him, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, he actually, like, I remember from that movie and I was like, well, like this guy can act, because I don't think he was playing like his leg, one leg wasn't working or something like that. Yeah, it just, the wrong movie. I feel like if he chose another movie and played that character really well, I think he would have got much more audience in like the Tamil industry. Oh, he's a Malayali actor,
Yeah,
actually.
it's...
And yeah, so a lot of his movies are Malayalam. He does a here and there of Tamil films. One of them are Marian. He's done he was in Silambattam too, to be.
Oh yeah,
I don't know
Silambattam,
if you
he's just like
remember.
side character, really side
Yeah,
character. Yeah, for
yeah,
someone who's so talented, I don't know why he was like he's done. Yeah, that Vishal movie is called Timur, and yeah, I don't
yeah.
know why he decided to do, because he's got like loads of like awards and stuff for his Malayalam movies.
Yeah, which is not surprising, but he's done one which is called Comedy Pattam. If you haven't watched that, check it out. It's with Dhokha Salman too. It's very it was a good movie to showcase his acting skills. Yeah, I really liked him in this movie. One thing I didn't understand was his obsession with that one song, and he would just like play it and start dancing. That didn't make any sense to me, especially when he kind of gives like Rajni has to make a decision, and he's like, okay, let's play the song, and like him and his group are just like dancing, and I'm like, I'm so confused. But yeah, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, I like how he says Manisilayo. You know how he says
Oh
that? I guess Rajini says it at one point. I'm like, damn. Yeah,
yeah.
that music thing was it was funny at first, and then you just like weirded out after a while. You're just like, why is he doing this?
Yeah, I thought that, you know, at the end, Rajini should have like played that song and did what he did to him, but I guess that's immature and he's mature. So, yeah. All right, let's move on to other
Oh wait,
characters.
there was one other. I saw some memes where they had say like how you know, in usually in movies the villain, when they like see like just before the climax or whatever, they might have like those songs that take place in a pub or something where there's like a popular actress dancing or whatever. Yeah, and instead of that, they have him and his goons dancing,
Hey,
entertaining the
his
children.
goons are, some of his goons really could dance, so I don't blame him.
Yeah, that's so those two characters, and then there's Ramya Krishnan, who plays Rajini's wife in this movie, which is like a alternate universe to Padayappa, where they do get together, and then there's Vasant Ravi, who's Rajini's son, and I've seen him in a couple movies, but
Yeah, he did the Rocky movie that was produced by Nayanthara and her husband. I think it did really good too. And then he just did a thriller, I think. It was Asvins. Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
oh yeah, I started watching that since I still need to finish it, but
Yeah,
yeah,
me
it is
too.
creepy.
I mean,
And
the
then
beginning seemed really like it's a horror film. If you haven't watched it, it's on Netflix right now. Is a horror film. It started off really good, and then I just kind of got like bored.
it's a bit long as well. It feels like there's multiple things happening at once, so you have to pay attention properly.
Have you
And
heard of
then
his first movie that's called Theramani?
oh, the one with Andrea. I watched a bit of it,
Yeah.
but I haven't watched it fully. See, it didn't. It's not one of those like. It didn't seem like one of those happy movies. And that I was
No.
watching. I wanted to watch a happy movie, so I was like, I'll watch it another time.
Yeah, it's a rom movie, so it's not gonna be happy. But yeah, I've heard good and bad things about that. Yeah, I just don't think I can watch it. But yeah, go ahead.
And then there's Yogi Babu, who does a funny character as a taxi driver. And there is, I think his name is Redley, Kingsley. He comes as the side character as well, which is one of Nelson's crew people. And then Tamanna does a cameo, which is why I went. I'm kidding. And then
Of
you know,
course, of
Keisha's
course.
in it too. You know that scene where you see
Yeah.
Keisha? That's like, why would Keisha? No way, that's Keisha, because that scene is just killing people, right? You're like, no way,
Yeah.
Keisha. He's like, I know he's not a massive actor, but he's a really good actor. I was like, why would they just get Keisha to come
Yeah,
and then just die?
exactly. Yeah,
And then I was like, okay, it kind of makes sense. He has like some kind of role, I guess. But it's a
yeah.
cameo, so it's fine. And then there's more cameos. We have Mohanlal. Well, I guess I might as well just say it. So there's multiple Dons in the movie. And for like, I guess to cover audiences from each area of India, they've chosen people to play Don characters. So
Yeah.
for Malayalam people, they chose Mohanlal, and he plays Matthew. He has this like, is it 70s, 80s look? I'd like.
Yeah, he was definitely stuck in some era back in the day. He was wearing a lot of leopard prints and disco clothes. I don't know what it was, but some people found it very nice. I guess Mohanlal fans, they support.
And then there was Shivaraj Kumar, who played Narasimha as the Kannada Don. I first thought, like, I haven't really watched his movies. I remember seeing Shivakarthikeyan doing a cameo in a song for one of his movies a few years ago, but I never watched one of his movies. And then I was like, this guy looks familiar. And then I found out it was he's Puneet's father, one of the Kannada actors who died.
Oh,
But I think it's
yeah.
their dad who's meant to be like a really famous actor as well. And then now they're like, not, I don't know, I think that they're equivalent, but they were both doing well. But now, yeah. And he did a really good job as well. And then there is Jackie Shroff, who played, I guess, for the North Indian, like Hindi, to cover those fans. And
Yeah.
but I feel like, for Jackie Shroff, I don't know if you'd, I think you'd agree, like, like the movies I've seen him in Tamil, I think the only movie he did like a proper character was that Thyagaraja Kumaraja movie.
Yeah,
I don't know if
100%.
you found that.
Completely agree with that.
But in Vigil, he just comes, he gets stripped and beaten up by
Yeah.
Vijay, and I don't know why he agreed to that. And then this movie, he comes, he doesn't get as much hype scenes as the other two.
Yeah.
He gets some hype and then he just gets put on the tractor thing and then that's it for him. But yeah, those, I guess that those are like the most main characters. I don't think we missed any. Like there's someone who plays Blast Mohan, Sunil. I think I've seen him in multiple, I've seen him in, I don't know what the movie I've seen him in.
He's
But he plays a serious character, huh?
a Telugu comedian. He used to play a lot of funny roles back in the day for comedy. What? For Telugu films? Sorry, let me say that again. He used to play a lot of funny roles in Telugu movies, and recently he's taken a turn to serious roles. So you would have seen him in Pushpa as the character who doesn't have any hair. He's a bald guy, and then he was in Mahavira.
Oh, that's why
As
I recognized him somewhere. I was like, I've seen him
yeah
somewhere. Makes sense. He's the friend. Okay.
yeah he's a friend, and yeah, he's a funny guy. I just don't know why he took serious roles recently, but I think I liked him in this movie than I liked him in Pushpa, even though I think Pushpa he got a lot of hype for it.
But yeah, we can say that's the most of the crew for JLo, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, yeah. So we can move on to music, I guess, which is Anirudh. And do you have a favorite song from the album?
So I'm
It's
going to
not
be
many
completely
songs,
honest.
but
I did not listen to the music until now.
yeah.
But I think that's also a good thing because you watch the movie and you kind of see where they place the songs or music and you like it. Obviously, he killed it with the BGM, so I'm gonna have to say it's either the jailer theme or the jailer drill theme. What's yours?
For me, yeah, so the Hukum, that song is basically
Okay.
that song, but they've like he's made BGM versions of it, right? Which all sound
Yeah.
sick. And then Kawala, it had like a ring to it. I've been a fast listen to it, and then afterwards, and I heard it. I don't know, everything I watched, they somehow put that BGM onto it, like on memes and like posts. So I don't know, it didn't feel as great, but it was the music video was good and funny as
Yeah,
well.
it
Yeah,
was
they
funny.
did.
I loved it.
So
Oh, we
yeah, I
actually
was like,
forgot to mention the guy who acted also in Vikram.
who?
What's his name?
We have to say his name.
Yeah.
Oh, Jaafar Sadiq.
Yes, that's his name.
Yeah, I've seen him in multiple movies at this point, I think. But
Yeah.
main movies are Vikram and this one, I think, like big movies. I think he's
Yeah.
seen beside like oh that I
The
saw him in a
short
movie.
film.
Yeah, short film.
What else?
Yes. I
he
think
had a
Sadako
huge.
too.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay. I'm not surprised though. I feel like he seems like that person, but he actually got a huge fortune in this movie. He was everywhere Rajini was.
I like the scene when actually no, we can talk about scenes later. For
Okay.
music, yeah, I liked Kawala, and then because of that, but then I didn't enjoy it as much after. But this video song was really good, and then Ratamare was, I liked the song, but it didn't play the full version in the movie. And I think online I saw like a, well, I heard a version where people like, well, someone like made it sound like SPB sang it, and it sounded
Okay.
pretty good. And
Wow, okay. That's nice.
yeah, I think the music was really good. The music played a massive part in the movie, especially the hype scenes. The music, yeah, I know, killed it.
Yes, I agree.
But yeah, that's it for the music. So we can move on to our scenes that we liked. Do you want to start?
Scenes I liked. I don't know if this. Okay, so one of the scenes was Sunil, who plays Blast Mohan. They tell him that they're like shooting a movie and he needs to crawl under the lights or something like that. And he starts doing like dance steps. And it's, I don't know, I found that hilarious because it was like completely out of the storyline, but it was funny. And then the cops think that he's the one that stole it. And what else? Oh, I really liked this wasn't even funny, but I don't know why I was dying. But Divya, so Kingsley's director, right? They find out, Rajni finds out about like him and what he's doing. So then he gets him in a room and starts like threatening him, and he like switched the light on and off. I don't know. I found that hilarious. I was like,
That's funny.
this is funny, but nobody else laughed, so I was kind of concerned. But yeah, what was yours?
Oh yeah, and the, oh yeah, he used that foot pedal to switch the lights. At the,
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
that was good. That was good. I like this. Oh, related to that, one of the scenes I like is when the Jaffa, that, you know, when they're like trying to show the link between the director, the actor, and Tamanna. They're like, he's
Yeah.
pointing his hand, hands up to like the photos to show it. And then, yeah, I like that. That was funny. But I think out of all the hype scenes, like the main hype scenes, I think I liked when, oh wait, before that, there was the Yogi Baba scene. Not the first time when he like almost kills Rajini, but I think later on when he says something about, he asks sorry to Rajini, and then Rajini says what he said back to him.
Oh,
I forgot what exactly he
yeah.
says, but that was funny. Yogi Baba, yeah, he
Yeah.
only has a few scenes, but they were
He
funny.
killed them.
Yeah, actually, he's been killing most of his funny
Movies
like
recently.
scenes.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that like Reggie did not have good scenes. He did. It's just I felt that every scene was a hype scene. And because of that, I think I appreciated the comedy a bit more.
Yeah, like there was a decent amount. Like sometimes there was a bit too much. I feel like there's too many scenes
Yeah,
where
me
it's just like
too.
Rajini just slow motion, always turning around. I mean, like, we know it's Rajini. We don't need to guess who it is, but
His
it,
glasses, like he would just like take it off and they'll start the scene from his glasses to his face, and that's like a good minute.
And then the music, it's like a siren, right, that plays first, and then it
Yeah.
shows him, and we're like, okay, yeah, it's gonna be a hype scene. But it was good to see him do that after a while, because the past few movies he might have had hype scenes, but it wasn't like
Done well.
usual hype stuff. It was like another
I feel like it was more like the characters in the movie would hype him. Instead, in this movie, they just used the visuals to hype him and music, which was much more better.
One scene I did like was, you know, towards the end when he lights his cigar, he moves the matchbox to light the light, to light the matchstick. I've seen him do that in movies before, and
Okay.
it was something I wanted to try, but I haven't tried yet. I'll let you know how that goes. But it does
Yeah.
look cool. And then I find he, like, when someone throws the matchstick to him, he actually caught it in real life, and then he like did that thing where he lights the matchstick, and then he threw it back. But for someone his age, that's
Yeah.
pretty like sick.
I agree. Something that I appreciated visually was when he was when they did a flashback of him working at the jail. They definitely did some CGI or something to his face to make it look a bit younger. And I don't think that usually seen in Tamil industry films, Tamil films. Yeah, so that was nice. I was like, okay, like, you know, Nelson definitely didn't get someone who didn't know what they were doing to do that. They actually properly did that.
Oh yeah, he did. He, like, we can tell he's not super young because obviously
Yeah.
he can't make himself look super young without making it seem fake. But plus, I liked how they didn't get carried away with the flashback. They made it kind of short, just to say
Yeah.
what he did before he retired, and
Thank God.
like how he met and how he met all these dons and stuff. So
Yeah.
it kind of, I mean, it doesn't fully make sense, as in, like, you're a police guy and then now they somehow change the race but still have henchmen and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess if as a movie, we can't really take it, we can't take everything seriously. But I did like the hype scenes they did for the cameos as well. Like, it shows how big they are in their own industries, like Kannada industry and Bollywood, Malayalam industry. And plus, it's kind of cool how it actually allowed, well, I don't know if he allowed it, but like, oh, well, he didn't stop them from doing it. Like, he let them have as much, almost as much hype as he got in the movie.
Yeah,
And
for sure.
that's, yeah, and I like that.
They even played the same music for them. It wasn't different for Rajini and them, so that was good.
That's why I was like, oh, they must be massive. Like, I know
Yeah.
Mohanlal's big, but I was like, okay, Shiva must be pretty big in Canada for them to do that.
Yeah. My Instagram is completely obsessed with Mohanlal now, so that's nice. I see him like dancing and I was like, oh, never even knew he used to dance in movies. I don't think I've like actually sat down and watched a Mohanlal movie.
Yeah, I guess, is that, do you have any more favorite scenes?
No, I think I'm done. We can go ahead to scenes that were you don't really know what's happening, or just opinions, I guess.
Yeah,
I'll
I
start with
guess.
mine.
Okay, yeah, stop.
Just because I don't know if people agree or disagree with this, but I felt that once you watch the movie and you think about it, it felt like the movie was going to go one way and it just like kept changing. There wasn't one storyline, if that makes sense. And I felt that was kind of weird. If, for example, like let's say if the movie was supposed to be a heist, that should have been like prepped from the beginning. Do you know what I mean? Like in the beginning of the movie, he was just like revenging instead of heisting. So that's what I thought. That's what something I feel like Nelson or whoever could have done it a bit more focused on the story, maybe. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, like, there were multiple twists, so you're like, the story's gonna go this way, and then suddenly something happens, and you're like, oh, okay, it's different now, and then it's like, oh, wait, no.
Yeah.
It's like,
It's not a hard story for you to figure out. It's just they did these twists and it made you think, oh, there's more potential or more out of this movie, but there really wasn't.
Yeah, there was like multiple twists, but then at the end it's pretty simple. But then I guess it's a good, in one way, it's good that Nelson didn't overcomplicate it. He tried to just somewhat keep it simple, even though he added some twists. But
Yeah.
it kind of did flow. But yeah, I get what you mean, as in the movie could have had a lot more to the story other than just the few twists
Yeah,
that he
for
added.
sure.
But I think I had something, but I forgot what it was. I guess the son, it was a bit weird, as in, like, the son, they make him seem like a really a kid who, like, a son who looked up to his dad all his life. That's how they make the first bit sound seem. So I guess that's why I think they do that to prepare us for the twist. So we're just like, wait, what? How did the son turn out like this? But it's not really as a massive of a surprise as Nelson wanted it, but
Yeah, maybe they could have created more of a relationship. I feel like that whole thing was just a song. Do you know what I mean?
yeah.
They didn't actually, we didn't see them actually have a relationship. It was more, that Rajni and his grandson had a relationship compared to son. Yeah, I think that's it for me though. Nothing crazy. Anything else you'd
And
like to say about this movie?
oh, the other thing was like, I don't know why the villain kept the son alive. Like, he could have just killed him from the at the beginning. It didn't really change anything for him. I know he
Yeah.
said, oh, he kept him in case, but like that just screwed him over. And even Rajini, I don't know why he let the villain live after he got his son, because he gave them a fake crown. So like, what did he
Yeah.
like? He has nothing to lose by like getting killing them, because he clearly killed so many people just to get his son. So just killing the
Yeah.
villain wouldn't have
Made
like
a
made it
difference.
any worse. But yeah, I guess that's it for that overall. Okay, if you had to this is just like question, if you had to choose between, okay, I don't think there's any point including Jackie Shroff, but I'll just say, so there's Rajini, Shiva Khanna, Shiva Rajkumar, and Mohan Lal, and Jackie Shroff. If you had to choose, like, your order them in terms of your favorites in this movie, just because they're
Okay,
like the main.
in this movie. Okay. All right. So, I would obviously put Jackie Shroff at the bottom. Just because he got, I feel like he got the worst character out of
Yeah,
everybody.
I agree.
This might not sit well with Malayali fans, but I'm gonna put Mohan Lal third.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna put Shiva second and Rajini first. The only reason I'm putting Shiva second is I never watched his stuff before, but I felt like his character was really good and he pulled it off with ease. Like he did nothing, but somehow he did everything.
That
Would your order be different?
exact same order.
Okay, yeah. Like I don't even remember him speaking, but he would just like walk in and you're like, ah, it's him. Expected less. But yeah.
That's. Do you have anything else you want to say about Jayla?
Oh, I guess one of the things is that they didn't use Ramakrishnan, but they honestly didn't really use anybody in the movie. So maybe a lot of characters were completely just, they just came and sat and left. So I could have used them a bit more.
I think the same. But overall, I think the movie was entertaining at least. And for Rajini, it was definitely a good movie. Apparently, it's making a lot of money too, which is
Yeah.
probably something Rajini needs after like his past few movies. And I know he probably made money from those movies, but this movie is probably making up for like all the L's he took from the last two movies. And then Nelson definitely.
Yeah.
Because people are comparing this to Beast, so obviously this movie is gonna seem amazing. As in, like
Yeah.
the way they're like high over. I feel like like tiny bit of me feels like they're overhyping it just because they're comparing it to Beast, which isn't like a amazing benchmark to compare to. But Nelson did do well, but he can do better. I think his first two movies were good, and then Beast was something else, and then this is like a full-on hype movie for Rajini. And it did have like, when you watch it, you kind of feel like bits of Perda, bits of Vikram, and things. It reminds you of movies like, and then a bit of Doctor and
Yeah.
Kolomaka in the movie. But definitely would recommend you to watch it, like all the listeners to watch it. And yeah, it's a solid movie.
Yeah, if you get some time, check it out.
Hopefully we will see you in another episode before Leo, but thanks for listening. See you next episode.